escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 10th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1960, the human race tried to launch its first space probe to another planet, and didn't get very far with it. The Soviet vehicle was aimed at the planet Mars, but a faulty rocket kept it from leaving Earth orbit, and it eventually fell back into Earth's atmosphere and broke up. In 1966, however, Jet Propulsion Laboratory proposed an easier blueprint for exploring the planets of the solar system in a plan that became known as the Grand Tour. Using calculations that had been done as early as 1961, it was discovered that a favorable alignment of the outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, was about to happen for the first time in 175 years, allowing for vehicles with minimal onboard fuel to use gravity assists from each planet to speed it to the next planet, meaning we could see Neptune and Pluto up close within 20 years of launch. Ambitious plans on an epic scale were drawn up to undertake the Grand Tour, and naturally, budget cuts slashed those plans to their bare bones. The Grand Tour was eventually flown only by Voyagers 1 and 2, the Jupiter probe Galileo, and the Saturn space mission Cassini. Speaking of Neptune, that planet's giant moon Triton was first spotted on this day in 1846, discovered by astronomer William Lassell. In 1971, left abandoned since its first crew died during re-entry, the Soviet space station Salyut-1 was allowed to tumble out of orbit and break up in Earth's atmosphere after being in space for only 6 months. Composer Michael Giacchino of Lost, Alias, and Star Trek fame was born on this day in 1967. Actors Yul Brynner and Orson Welles both died on this day in 1985. Christopher Reeve died in 2004. Also on this day in 2004, NASA spacecraft designer Maxime Faget died. He had a major hand in the design of the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo vehicles and had significant input into the design of the space shuttle as well. On this day in 1966, it was the last adventure of the first Doctor, and he had a major new enemy to fight.
Suppose you tell me how you really...
Yes, sir, I'm afraid all that's going to be rather difficult.
Now, just a minute. You turn up out of nowhere, a routine space shot goes wrong, a new planet appears, and you tell us you know all about it. That puts you slap bang in the hot seat, right?
Hot seat?
But we've got nothing to do with it.
That you're going to have to prove.
Well, I think if you allowed us to return where we came from,
you're not going anywhere.
The Cybermen made their first appearance in Part 1 of The Tenth Planet, the final Doctor Who story to star William Hartnell. In 1986, just after its 20th anniversary, fans learned that Star Trek was returning to TV.
Starting next fall, beginning with a two-hour telefilm, followed by 24 original one-hour episodes, Star Trek will return to television in the form of a new series, Star Trek: The Next Generation.
As Paramount announced that a new series was in development, it wouldn't premiere until a year later. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.